And Sheffield in possession then deep inside their own half through Rob Warrensey. Quick hands back to him. And now QLT chiming into the line. Just throws the dummy there and puts the kick in the far side. Opportunity here for a try in the left-hand corner, and it's well taken by Scott Turner. Super piece of play. The switch, the kick into the corner was really well timed, as was Scott Turner's run. And it means it's Sheffield Eagles 4, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 0.
Yeah, great try there and a great finish from Scott Turner. But what he did, the outside men then had to jump in and cover him. So great kick, pinpoint accuracy, and Scott Turner onside and finished a great try in the corner there.
Tackle just inside the Wakefield half of the field then. Here's Pat Walker to Brambarney. Chip over the top by Dominic Brambarney. John Davies underneath that one on the field, but QLT's got there first and hands the ball inside to Corey Aston. And out of nothing, Sheffield have come up with a second try. They've broken the field down this right-hand side. The bobbling ball was fortunate enough for them, and Corey Aston gets on the end of that. Second Eagles try then, 15 minutes before the break. It's Sheffield 8, Wakefield 0. So Pat Walker adds the extras from pretty close to the post, 10-0. It is the Wildcats who've got it with Max Jowett, fullback of course today. They're going to go short side here. It's a little dash from Danny Kermond, and Danny Kermond is going to celebrate his first game back in Wildcats colours for 3 months with a try down that right-hand side. A cheeky little effort from Danny Kermond, showing all the experience that he's got. And it means with 12 minutes to go before the break, it's Sheffield Eagles 10, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 4.
Danny Kerman from the play of the ball looked like he was going to pass back in field. Caught them all napping on the right edge and strolled over for the try. Had to push someone off, but he 4 points looked quite simple there.
And they're going to go short side again. QLT puts a little drop kick in for Menzi Yeri to chase down. Well worked effort from the Sheffield Eagles. Referee Cobb checks with his in-goal judge, and he awards Sheffield a third try of the afternoon then. Just short of 6 minutes to go before the break. They're playing well here, Sheffield, and they lead by 14 points to 4.
Him and Scott Turner both chasing it down. Menzi got there first to put it down over the line, and a good try in the corner, Wakefield.
It is a good one from the touchline on the far side.
That was a fantastic effort, and right from the touchline, put some 12 points ahead.
Wakefield have had a penalty and taken it quickly, and Michael Seo is turning to get the ball away here, and they could be in for a try, and indeed the Wildcats have got across for a try. It was Seo's short ball and a run diagonally from Ben Kavanagh to take the pass, just flicked out down this left-hand side, the short side, and he's got over, had to make just a couple of metres or so to do so. Seconds to go before the half-time. Hooter and Wakefield have given themselves some hope of turning this around in the second half. It's now Sheffield Eagles 16, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 8. Hooter will sound after this conversion attempt from Joe Arundel, which is successful. Oh, there is no hooter. The hooter won't sound, the whistle will go.
I think it went just as he scored the try, so they haven't, they haven't done it again.
Can Wakefield finally fashion something in this second half and break the deadlock that we've had since half-time? No second half points whatsoever. And he's hit a good shot at goal there. It was Pat Walker this time. Switched kickers back to him. Second successful one of the day for Pat Walker for Sheffield, and it means now that Wakefield need to score twice here in the last 13 minutes or so, because it's Sheffield Eagles 18, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 10. Continuing to drive the legs despite the attention of two tacklers, put to the ground, and here's Davey finds the gap. Davey's got QLT on the inside, and QLT is going to win this game for the Sheffield Eagles. He hammers the ball way up into the stand to celebrate scoring the try. And it's Sheffield Eagles 22, Wakefield 10, with less than 9 minutes to go.
Second invitation to pick up and run from dummy half, because that's what he does all season for Sheffield. That's what he's been doing all season, and created a great try. And I've always got support through the middle. QLT's always on top, and a little bit disappointing from Wakefield.
Extra 2 points as well from the boot there of Pat Walker from straight in front, 24-10 to Sheffield. And a fantastic end to the season for Sheffield Eagles, because the Hooter has just gone here at Bramall Lane, and it's finished Sheffield Eagles 24, Wakefield Trinity Wildcats 10.
They deserve to, don't they? I think so. Yeah, you're right, some of these players haven't been cast aside. They've just, you know, they've got day jobs, and they've chosen to stick with them. Maybe the money they were offered couldn't make up for that, so they're going to go elsewhere. And you know, they've had a team together for quite a while. A couple of players have come in this season, they'll be moving on again, but I'm sure they'll have a great off-season. I'm sure they'll be on a Mad Monday tomorrow together, and they'll be enjoying this. This will be a a big win for the Sheffield Eagles and Mark Aston, and the players have gone out on a high. Radio York.